Colson, when you come to a place like this again, the walls, the clubhouse, the grass, the city, the last time you guys were here, we were three games under in May. It feels like a million years ago. What is the identity of this team from then to where you are right now, heading into this big three-game set?
Yeah, a lot happened, you know, since the last time we were here. But look, relentless, grit. There's a lot that we could say about this group, you know. They never quit. They fight. And they have each other's back. And then at the end of the day, they continue to have fun. And they continue to find ways to win baseball game. And here we are, you know, back in this building in a position where, you know, we're playing meaningful games and we know the team we're facing. But, yeah, it's fun.
I know you and Rob Thompson go back a ways. So how excited are you? Do you even text before a series like this? Do you stay away? How do you approach just your friendship off the field here?
Yeah, no, I catch up with him earlier. I was on the field with checking on some of our relievers, and he was out there with his players, and we just say hi, you know, and just our normal, you know, check up because, you know, he's doing his thing. We're doing our thing here. There's a lot of respect. Obviously, this is a guy that I learned a lot from when we were together with the Yankees. But now here we are competing against each other and, you know, try to get the best out of each other as well.
Francisco Lindor obviously got that game in Toronto off its feet in the ninth inning. The resilience factor that you mentioned just a second ago. Even in May, you could tell late in games you guys would bring the tying run of the on-deck circle or fight. How do you do that? How do you create that vibe within these guys to create the vibe to be there at the end of the game, no matter if you're in a good spot or in a bad spot?
I think it just happened by you taking care of the things that you need to take care, you know, and that's how you prepare, the way you prepare, paying attention to details. Don't think ahead or just staying in the moment, staying in the present, playing one pitch at a time. And yeah, there's a good feeling that even when you get down, that we're never out of the ballgame. You know, there's a lot of different ways that we could beat teams. We can get on base. We can put the ball in play. We can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And that's a good feeling. And yeah, look, proud of the guys because how far they come. But we still got a long ways to go.
Aaron Nola on the other side for Philly today. This is the 28th time he's facing the Mets. So how much is that hitter's meeting? A lot of the guys like Nemo and Alonso who have seen him 1,000 times before. I mean, how do you prep for a game like this?
Yeah, they're very familiar with him, but he's also very familiar with the hitters, right? So I think it's just a game of adjustment. You know, you go out there, you have a pretty good idea what he likes to do, but you have to watch the game, what's working for him, how is he attacking some of the righties, some of the lefties, what pitch is working, what's not working, how is he getting ahead. So there's a lot that go, and then he's going to be doing the same thing. He's going to be reading swings, and he's going to read the situation. He knows, you know, what hitter cannot beat him. So, again, it's like a cat and mouse game, you know, and yeah, we're familiar, he's familiar, we got to go out there, we got to execute, and we got to find a way.
And then just to jump ahead to Sunday, I know you have David Peterson making the start. That decision, is that a lefty against this lineup? Is that David Peterson pitching for you at this point in the year, the way he's been pitching?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. Petey's put himself in a really good position, you know, with the way he's been throwing the ball. You know, the last one, yeah, we forget about that one, but he's good to go on regular rest. And that's the approach here. You know, we're taking it series by series, not trying to get too far ahead. Just putting what we feel is going to give us the best chance to win the series. And then we go from there. He was all on board. And yeah, I'm excited to watch him pitch here on Sunday.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.